This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
What's... I can't even do it because I'm disgusted. Disgusted, Danielle.
I don't blame you.
LB, I'm disgusted with what happened last night.
Sorry, I missed the opening of the show. I was crying in the bathroom.
It's Lyndon Cryers? Well, crying is one reaction, and throwing things is quite the other reaction. I mean, I don't know what to say to you. First and foremost, I'll tell you this. For those who were asking last night why there was no ceremonial vodka chug at the Garden between periods number two and periods number three, it's solidly on, and I'm not going to name anybody specifically right now at 6:03. It is solidly on the management of the Boston Bruins.
Can't afford tickets.
They did not provide me with my normal tickets for the game last night, and so
did you have to sit at home and watch it on your tiny television above the mantle?
I went out in the city to watch because I wanted to be with the people. That's where I like to be with the other diehards.
Was it someplace that was either on Newbury or Boylston?
I was in the Seaport.
Oh, you were in the Seaport.
I was in the Seaport
with the Commoners.
And I will tell you this. I am, like this 781 texter says, I would be disgusted as well if I had to get my full body waxed. And you're right. A Lannister always pays his debts. Oh. I will pay off maybe as soon as tomorrow.
Wow.
On the faith.
Nice.
On the misplaced faith that I had on our hockey team. Okay. If the Bruins do not win the Stanley Cup, I will have my entire body waxed on this show. I don't know. Oh, I don't know about whole body because I don't think we have enough time.
We all lose.
I'm very hairy. I know. Not only did the Bruins lose, but you have all lost. You have all lost.
Terrible. The audio on this is going to be ugly.
You've all lost.
Now it was Gronk that guilted you into shaving your head for the first time, if I remember correctly, right?
Correct. It was.
And
yes.
Then you remember how resistant you were to that, and then you've kept the short coif.
Right.
Since then.
Right, I've had the short hair since. Yes.
So I'm wondering if this is going to be some kind of catalyst now, where you're just going to be smooth.
Oh yeah.
Depends on how hot the chick is. It does the wax.
Right. Well, I'm going to have a full...
Are we getting some guy named Andre from Russia?
Yes. No. I need a couple smokes to come in tomorrow and wax my back. And I will pay the bet off. I don't run away from paying bets off.
You want me to check rubmaps.com for a couple of ladies?
I think most of those places have been shut down.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
I can check.
Temporarily. They could still freelance.
That's right.
Yeah. Let me see. I know there's just going to be a lot of miserable people calling this morning, and that's okay. This can be a therapy session. This is Justin. Hello, Justin.
Greg.
What's up, Justin?
I'm sad. First off, you're going full Euro. It's a little weird.
Yeah, full Euro trash. That's me.
I'm really upset. I'm glad to be the person to call. I beat Scott from William F. that turd onto the air this morning. But I'm just sad that, you know, drunk Brett Hull has a reason to enjoy his hangover this morning. That's what I'm most angry about.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, sure when they went up 2-0 at the end of the first, Huller just started crushing cocktails.
The first two goals, we can get into this in more detail in a little bit, but the first two goals are not on Tuukka. Those are deflection goals.
The first one I thought he had a better chance of making the save. The second one, there's not a goalie on the planet
that would make that save. Yeah. I mean, because you might look at that game last night and say, wow, Tuukka Rask stood on his head for the entire playoffs, with the exception of last night. But I don't I think Tuca still put. They let him down last night.
I'll just say this. We're talking about game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Tuca never let anybody down this whole season. So just enough with the Tuca hating. I thought it was a bad effort by the Bruins.
Yes. There was 7 seconds left when they scored that second goal. Right. They went.
That's a no-no for every player on the bench. There's not a coach on the planet that isn't screaming in your ear in the last minute of a period in any game that, you know, do not give up an opportunity.
Here's a 407 text that says, Greg, please do us all a favor and do this waxing in private. This is not a time for Instagram Live. We've all been through enough. Oh, here's a 508 text that says, of course, the Tuca coddling has started early on this show.
I know. The Tuca Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Tell me how he sucks. tell me what he did all year that sucked. You guys are losers.
That first goal is on Marsh, and I'm going to say that all. I'm going to say that all morning long. That first goal is on Brad Marchand. Hello, Chad.
Hey, kid.
Hey, kid.
Go Bees.
Hey, kid.
Hey, obscure reference from last night's loss in the Stanley Cup. Back in 2013, when Spaz made the intro for when the Bruins lost the cup.
Yes.
And you made the intro as if they won the cup entire month. We had to listen to the Bruins win the Stanley Cup, even though we lost.
I forgot about that. But what I love about doing this show for 28 and a half years is that you people remember everything. That's what I love.
I will say this. Give kudos where kudos are due. And Binnington played out of his mind.
He did.
He made some great saves.
He did.
On the Bees the first half of that game that basically won the game for them, because all they did by the middle of the second period, St. Louis is like, okay, let's just stuff these guys.
Yeah, no,
and they clogged up the neutral zone, and Bruins had nowhere to go.
Well, we have a lot to cover over the next 3 hours and 50 minutes. It is 6:09, and it is going to be cloudy today. It's going to be some showers around. The high is only going to get where we are right now, which is 58 degrees here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. But this one is on... this one's on Donnie Sweeney and Cam Neely, because I did not have tickets last night. I'm not going to talk about that all morning, but I mean, I guess I could have coughed up a good 4 or 5 grand to go and watch that game. But I will tell you the one positive at the end, because I'm frugal, at the end of the night last night, I was so delighted that I did not spend any money to be there last night at that game.
I wonder who got those 35 grand tickets.
I know. How do you think the person who spent 25 grand to be there last night feels if they're not a St. Louis Blues fan? This is Ed. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
Sorry about everybody's loss.
What's up?
speaking of bets and paying off, now Scott can walk from Weymouth to Brighton, but tell him to carry that 30 back from the snow bag.
Yes. Scott from Weymouth, if you're listening, you can start walking. What? I expect you to be here by the end of the show this morning with the 30-pack that you owe me from the previous bet, the snow bet. So if I'm going to get my full body waxed, or at least my back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
or my butt or whatever it is,
yeah,
then I expect Scott to pay off his bet and start walking here from Quincy or Weymouth. Or where's he from? Weymouth? Oh, yeah. It's in his name. Yes.
I hate to compound the pain.
Yes.
But I believe that was only a game six bet.
No, it wasn't. It was? You have the audio?
I think so.
All right.
If the Bruins lose game six, I will walk from Quincy Center to Brighton.
No,
I'm sorry.
All right. Details. That's okay. I don't want him here anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Who walks away from their defensive assignment with 7 seconds left to walk off the ice for a line shift? Send that dirty rat to the Dominican Republic.
Brad Marchand does.
You're leading scorer. Wayne Gretzky never made a mistake. Gordie Howe never made a mistake.
Well, we got a lot to talk about. Unfortunately, none of it is good. So if you'd like to call and you'd like to be on this morning, call on this number, 617-764-9223, or you can text on the text line, which is 97107. In addition to the sadness, to the complaining, to the outrage, to the anger, in addition to that, we're going to get to Stowe 5-0 at 7:30 or thereabouts. We will go inside the warped female brain at 7:50, and we are going to play your Hillmill voicemail messages back at 8. I know what every single one of those will be about, but you can leave one right now at 617-779-5463, and we'll play your messages back at 8. And at 9:35, we will go behind the ear moth here from the second best sports city in America, Boston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back. I gave serious thought to not coming in this morning. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it through the whole entire 4 hours because I am enraged at this team. They were the better team. They on paper, as the experts say, they were the better team. They were not the better team last night. I mean, they did not even show up last night.
Yeah. Well, if you go down 2-0 in the first period, against a smothering team, like,
I mean, you're down 2-0 in the first period. The thing is over.
Well, now that and Binnington, Tuukka and Binnington both had both goalies. Whoever would have won. I mean, and I still can't believe that Binnington didn't win the Conn Smythe. They gave it to O'Reilly.
Well, here's what I'm going to say about Binnington. The guy gets yanked. Was that game two?
Yeah.
And comes back and stands on his head last night.
Yeah.
And you have to say it. It pains me to say it. Here's a 617 text that says, this is 50% on you, Greg, for no vodka chug, and 50% on Bestie for not showing up as the banner flag captain last night.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
Well, Bestie couldn't do it, and so he calls Jules and has Jules handle it for him because they're BFFs.
Yeah.
Well, a good couple, though, Allie Reisman and Bubs Edelman.
Yeah.
I've had it with Bestie, too. I mean, Bestie can't get himself over from Brookline, from the mansion, over to the garden last night.
Did you send a nasty text?
Can't handle it?
Hillman, good luck. Good to see you, buddy.
No, not good to see you, Bestie. No show. Do you want to hear do you want to play like the funeral audio this morning? Do you want to hear from Tuukka Rask? All right, here's Tuukka last night.
Tuukka, take us through that, the first goal there. On the first goal.
Tip.
What's the emotion in here right now?
Where are you from? Are you from Boston? Or? Yeah. Oh, it's pretty devastating. You know?
Oof. Pretty devastating. Yeah, I would say it is. Yes.
I like that. Are you from Boston?
I would say it is. Let's see. Here's a 774 text. It says, good on the Blues. They deserve the cup. They wanted it more. Well, they've been a great
what are
you road
talking
team.
Talking about
what do you mean, LB? They didn't show up last night.
The what? Bruins. The Who Bruins, didn't show up?
The Bruins.
Please.
They didn't show. What? What?
It was Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you, are you going to be an apologist all morning? Because I can't take that either.
Oh, yeah. Let's take a dump on our team for making it to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Well, oh, okay.
You're another one of those nasty Boston fans. It's like,
what have you done for me lately?
Game one of the pro season in any Boston home team sport, they lose. It's like, it's over.
All right. Well, let's just say good effort all morning.
No, how about
yay,
do you know how many players that turn pro in the NHL that never touch foot on the ice in a Stanley Cup final game one?
That's not countless.
Just appreciate what you got to witness. I get it. It didn't work out your way. I understand you paid $14 million for a ticket in the 300s, and they let you down in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Well, yes. I mean, we are all aware that it was Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Did you go to a regular season game this year?
Yes. I went to more than you did. You didn't go to anyone.
I don't have to.
Because you couldn't get out of the medicator.
I actually wore the jersey. Stiff.
So the truth. Oh, yeah. Well, all right. So now I'm a stiff.
Let's Google your fights on YouTube.
Oh my.
I'm just glad it's not me today.
Oh, my God.
Have fun, you guys. I didn't say anything, but
for sticking up for the organization that gave me a life. Mm-hmm. What, do you expect me to sit here and take a dump on the greatest organization, an original six team,
because they lost in game seven of
the Stanley Cup Finals?
You were 26 minutes ago during the first break. You were all over them about how horrible they were.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. I have to play the audio for you. You
play
were.
It back.
What?
Get the tape. Check it.
They were absolutely horrible last night. Here's a 781 text that says, it sounds like the baby needs his diaper changed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Here we go. Let's jump on the guy that's loyal to his local sports teams. I'm such a loser.
Here's Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Hellman, come on. The Bees did everything they could do except for put the freaking puck in the net.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Binnington stood on his head. And the two mistakes that you saw was Tuukka's probably letting that first goal in, and Marchand getting off the ice.
So you are delighted. You are delighted with the effort and the performance last night from your Boston Bruins.
The effort was outstanding.
Okay,
they couldn't put anything past Binnington. Yeah. And you know what? It is what it is. And LB, I 100% agree with you.
Okay, all right. There we have it. This is Fred. Hello, Fred.
Hey, I gotta agree with LB on this one. I mean, typical Boston fans whining and crying. We won the World Series this year, for God's sakes, with the Red Sox, and let's not get excited about the Patriots. You know what I mean?
You're right.
And the thing is, the Bruins have been the better team on paper for at least the last 10 years. They should have beat the Chicago Blackhawks in 2013. Really?
Yes.
Think about it on paper.
Yes.
I mean, it's upsetting. Don't get me wrong, because it almost seems like they just kind of like fizzled last night. It's not like they were down 2-0 in the third period. They were down 2-0 in the first period, and they just didn't. They didn't play well in the second period either, so you knew the third period was going to be a harsh hell.
Okay. So here's a text that says, Donnie Sweeney earmuffs, if you're listening right now. Wow, yeah. You think we'll hear from Donnie Sweeney this morning? I mean, I sent him a text. I asked him to text in this morning. I mean, to call in. Do you think he's going to call? I don't think so. Hello, Mike.
Morning, guys.
What's up?
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, LB, I just want to bust your berries for a little bit, but
yeah,
go Bruins. Here we go. But after the first regular season game, can you dump on the Bruins for getting smoked by the Capitals and said that trip to China would stay with them for the entire season?
No, I busted on the NHL for sending a useless road trip on two of the best teams in the NHL.
Well, that was the problem. Let's go back to that. The issue last night for the Boston Bruins in Game 7 was the trip to China at the beginning of the season.
Gotcha. The jet lag.
They
lasts
never,
a long time.
They never recovered from that.
Yeah.
all right. Well, listen. It is 6:29. And I will, maybe as soon as tomorrow, I will pay off my bet. I'm not a welcher. I made a bet on this show about getting my body waxed if they didn't win it. And I'm not walking away from that. Okay. If the Bruins do not win the Stanley Cup, I will have my entire body waxed on this show. Mm. So if there are any... Well, first of all, there's one rule on this. I'm not having a dude wax my body.
Right.
It's going to be smokes.
Good
so
on you, kid.
If there are any smokes listening... That do what are they called? Don't they have like a title?
Estheticians.
What esthetician?
Mm-hmm.
If there are any smoke estheticians listening, and you can make your way in here to Brighton tomorrow morning, I want to get it over with. I will take the pain. I'm going to do the back. Maybe you if you're really smoky. Maybe you can veer down into the butt area.
Oh, God. Why? Why are you punishing us?
Oh, do you mind getting my hoop?
Oh, God. No bleaching.
I'm not going to run away from a bet. I'm a man of my word. So if indeed you're listening, you're available, you want to come in here with your hot wax... Then I owe the listeners that. And honestly, I think if any of the Bruins have a sack, then they would come in here tomorrow and be waxed as well.
Oh.
All right. So if anybody,
they're probably loaded right now listening to us. And I would guess Tuukka may come in and do that.
Maybe Tuukka will do that. Here's a 774 text that says, all I know is I won a bag of cash last night. Oh. Well, good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
Let's see. Here's a 617 text that says, speaking of blame for the loss, never mind the trip to China. It's all on Tuukka being a guest judge this season during the best Italian sandwich competition.
No.
It was right after that that he was ill, if I remember correctly.
Whatever. Yeah. Things happen.
Let's see. This is Jonathan. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hey, good morning, morning crew.
What's
hey,
up?
Jonathan.
What's up?
Hey, I don't know what's up with these fans that think it's good to just get to the dance. I thought this was title town where you win it all or we're very upset.
Darn right.
That's how I go. You know what I mean?
Darn right.
It's not just get to the game seven. We're not the Blues. This is the Bees. You know what I mean? You're supposed to win it.
Yeah. So where do you put all your Employee of the Month awards? Like the 37.
I'm the only employee, so I think I'm the Employee of the Month every month.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Well, I mean, for me, it's enough to know that we live in the second best sports city in America.
Our hometown of St. Louis, the best sports city in America.
By the way, the Italian sub thing would have been the 2017-2018 season.
All right, so it's not on.
Not on
not
yet.
Even.
It's not. This is not on the Italian sub competition that we had in this show.
Womp, womp.
Here's a text that says, it must be a great day for Derek the Steelers fan, Hill Dog. No, Derek is a Boston fan other than the Patriots.
Right, right.
He's a Bruins fan.
He doesn't like pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty.
He does. This is Rich. Hello, Rich.
Hey, guys. I was wondering if you got a time and a route that Scott will be walking from Quincy to Boston so I can run him over.
Oh, God.
So you
do
can
that.
Run him over.
Don't do that.
Listen, Scott... Unfortunately, made that bet just for game six. I thought it was for the series, too.
Yeah.
But we went back to the audio, and Scott from Weymouth made a bet that was just about that. Speaking of Weymouth, I feel bad for Charlie Coyle. I mean, you're talking... I don't know if you follow me on Twitter. Yesterday, I sent a link out on a great piece that Charlie Coyle wrote on what this meant to him. And he wrote it for the Players Tribune. And it was about how when he was playing for Weymouth High, they ended up losing in the finals of the Super 8, which is the high school hockey tournament around these parts. and about how this was redemption. Oh. And Charlie Coyle does not get any redemption. None of us do. I mean, none of us. I have to have parts of my body. I have to have hair ripped out of parts of my body. Here's somebody. Here's a 774 text that says, "How did the entire body turn into just your back?"
Yeah.
Listen.
Seriously.
All right. Fine. You want me nude in here?
No, I don't.
Danielle, yeah, if you want me nude in here, I will get nude.
No.
And I will have my whole entire body waxed in the studio nude.
Fine.
But you have to be in here.
No. All right.
I've seen a lot worse. If that's what you want.
I'll call Keto over at the Bruins. We'll get you a jock strap.
I'll take a tiny towel over that.
I'll tell you this. I'm not even talking to Keto. Poor job getting the equipment ready.
Wow.
Poor job getting the equipment ready last night.
You give me a hard time.
Obviously, the laces were not replaced. In Marsha's skates.
Yeah. Marshy, he didn't have an edge. Mm. He lost an edge.
Here's a text that says, "Greg, you dope. Both games that you skipped the vodka chug are games that they lost. You are the jinx." Well, the vodka chug is not on me. I would have been there doing it last night if I could have been provided with some complimentary tickets.
Cheap.
But I received no call back from anybody in the organization over there.
You can't trade your food stamps in for tickets, Kevin.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, "I cannot wait until they rip the first strip off of your nuts." I'm fine with whatever anybody wants.
No.
Here's somebody who wants the eyebrows. Well, that might take some time.
Sometimes they don't grow back.
They don't grow back, right, yeah.
Oh, the eyebrows don't grow back?
Sometimes.
Well, I could do what's that makeup trend that is like the eyebrows that are just kind of like, that's
microblading?
So weird.
Huh? Microblading?
When women have just like a big strip of like makeup as their eyebrows, it's so weird. It's like
have no idea what we go through. No idea.
Why do you do it?
And what style? It's
not everybody is as blessed as you in the eyebrow department.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Some people don't have a lot of eyebrow to work with. Yeah.
Some people don't have a head of hair. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, you know what happened? The '90s. So the trend, if you recall, in the 90s was to have pencil thin eyebrows.
Right.
So we
right.
all pluck the crap out of them. And then for a lot of people, they didn't grow back. So you have to now use the dip brow powder and brush.
There's so much pressure, not for nothing. Some women tattoo.
Yeah, that's the microblading.
Yeah. That's microblading, that what time is the parade tomorrow? I need to make plans for
which parade?
The parade of losers.
The parade of misery.
The sobbing parade.
You know what? Since LB is so happy with the Bruins' performance, we should have a parade anyway tomorrow.
All
It'll
right.
be LB and those other two callers.
LB will be out there going, "Way to go, guys. This franchise gave me my life." Well, you and a bunch of people who settle can stand out there and go, "Nice job, guys."
Yeah, okay.
Nice effort.
Yeah.
The parade. This is the second place parade.
Over 30, I suck, stand in front of the net and don't move for 40 minutes.
Yes, that's how I play.
You're judging the Bruins right
Yes,
now?
I am. Yes. Yeah. Yep. Okay. When I played over 30 hockey, yes, I stood in front of the net because I couldn't skate. And I was pretty big. I covered a lot of the net just by standing there.
Right.
You suck, Patrice Bergeron.
My goaltender
You owe me.
My goaltender took one half of the net. I took the other half of the net. Speaking of trends, what is this fashion trend that I heard about where everyone is wearing clothes that you don't have to wash?
Yeah, it's actually kind of interesting. I mean, it sounds gross at the outset, but there's a new thing where, this is according to Fast Company magazine, people are wearing clothes that you never have to wash because they're made out of special fibers, so you can keep wearing them for weeks or even months without smelling. And the idea is to cut down on laundry and energy use and to travel light. I think washing machines are responsible for about 17% of the water we use in our homes, and a quarter of the carbon footprint of every piece of clothing comes from cleaning it.
Wouldn't you feel weird, though, putting the same pair of pants on for an entire month without washing them?
I would not feel comfortable with that.
I mean,
it depends on what you're doing and how your body is. Like, I wouldn't do it with gym clothes, but if it was jeans, we've talked about jeans. Like, I very rarely wash my jeans.
Mm.
So I think it depends on the type of the piece of clothing and what you're into.
One of the owners of this company talks about here about how he has been wearing the same pair of underwear for 46 days in a row.
No.
Let's listen to this.
Our clothes never smell, and they stay clean and fresh, even if you wear them every single day. In fact, I've been wearing this shirt here for 46 days in a row. Same with the socks and underwear. Now, I know what you're thinking, but these clothes are just as clean and fresh as the first day I put them on. That's right, over a month of putting these clothes through everything, from wearing them daily to the office, out to dinner, worn to bed, even the gym.
I don't think so.
Even the gym.
No, pass on that.
I'm good on that.
Are you kidding me?
So you sweat through your underwear at the gym.
Right.
Well, at least I do as an elite athlete.
Oh, God.
And then you put them back on the next morning. No, thank you.
And they don't smell at all?
Uh-uh.
Come on.
All right. So that's a big trend right now.
That's the big trend right now.
Okay.
That's what they're doing.
Today's weather brought to you by Lou's Custom Exhaust in Fitchburg. And it's going to be cloudy. And it's not going to get any warmer than it is right now. The temperature here in scenic, secure Brighton, Massachusetts is 58. And that is as warm as it may get today. Lou's Custom Exhaust Repair, the exhaust specialist for all domestic and foreign makes and models. Now open at 280 River Street in Fitchburg. Lou's Fitchburg exclusively works on exhaust systems. Lou's Custom Exhaust Repair in Fitchburg. Drop in or call 978-516-2061. Coming up in just a moment, LB will continue to celebrate mediocrity. That's what he does.
It's my life.
He'll celebrate the Red Sox. Red Sox in third place, fourth place, fifth place, whatever. At least they're there. At least they're playing.
9.5, 8.5 back, whatever.
Talking to a guy that had no goals and 2 assists 1 year with the Bruins and made $275 grand. So, I live it.
Doesn't have a penny left of it.
That's LB's thing, is mediocrity, and we will continue in just a moment.
It's hard to find words. It's not easy. Sure, everyone of us pictured this differently, and we believed that it was, it was there for us. But that's sport. You gotta kind of take those and move on.
That's a guy who played with a broken jaw and does not have his name on the Stanley Cup with the Boston Bruins to show for it.
Yeah.
So Zdeno Chara has played in the most 7 games in NHL history. I believe last night was 14 of them.
Wow.
And the question, of course, will now be at age 42, is he done?
Right.
Or does he end up playing for another 5 years? I mean, the man is, he doesn't look a day over 22 when he's out there on the ice, so he can keep going forever. And they will be celebrating in St. Louis with a parade on Saturday.
Oh, they have theirs on Saturday.
Yeah, they're allowed to have theirs on Saturday. They have a mayor who doesn't mind if they have a parade on Saturday. And here is, I hate to play this, but here is Patrick Maroon talking about bringing the cup home.
St. Louis, we freaking did it. We're bringing the cup back home. 49 years in the making. I can't be more proud of you from St. Louis. I can't wait to celebrate with you guys on Saturday in that parade. Let's get drunk. Let's go.
No parade here.
No. Nope.
Although LB wants one for the runners up.
No,
he wants the runners up parade.
We know that doesn't happen.
Hello, Mike. Hey, Mike.
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
What's up, Mike?
Rough day, man. Rough day.
Yes.
So I know everyone wants to blame this and blame that. You know, like LB said, Bennington, that kid, we could have played a really good game, like a better game than we played. We probably still wouldn't have won because he was not going to be denied last night. he was making saves look so easy.
Yeah,
and you could see it right from the first period when the Bruins were all over him. You could see it starting to frustrate them. And that goal Tuukka let through. I mean, Tuukka was the best goalie in the Stanley Cup playoffs this year, just not last night. And that goal that he let through his five hole, I think that really defeated the Bruins a little bit. But
yeah,
what it really did was kind of it charged them up. They just knew that they weren't going to lose the game.
Yeah, but that goal was a deflection.
It was a deflection. Yes, yeah, it was. You know, it was. So,
you know. It was, but his position was there. I mean, make that save.
Come on.
But, I mean, Bennington made saves like that.
Well, no, I'm not saying Bennington didn't play good.
You can't
blame Tuukka on a deflected pass.
I'm not blaming Tuukka. I'm just saying.
You know, and the fact that his D-man was in his grill, his ass was in his face instead of moving up and putting a stick on the guy in front of the net, letting him have free rein on an open deflection. You know, how was the Bruins D not in that guy's, you know, giving him a cross check to the back of the neck like the Blues did to the Bees all series long?
The whole game, it was the whole series, it was either or. Either the Bruins were playing aggressive in their face, crashing the net, or they were doing what they did last night. And every time they did what they did that last night, you got the same result. Lost.
I can't deal with people. Hey, Daniel, I can't deal with people that try and sit and break down play by play by play of Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Why? Why can't you deal with
really?
It?
Really?
They're passionate about the game.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you even understand what it takes physicality wise and mentally wise to put four rounds of NHL playoff hockey together and get to a game seven?
I get the
2019
It's not 2019. In any other city, that's enough. It's not enough here. We expect excellence.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, so Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals isn't excellence?
No, it's not. Not if you don't win, it's not.
You're such a stiff.
It's not excellence at all. And some of us put something on the line and have to have our body waxed now. By the way, here's the question. I said earlier that I would do it tomorrow, and I will. But I was just alerted by a listener that there is a smoke of an esthetician who can come in here from, her name is Mia, and she works at the Black Tie Spa, which sounds way better than the Orchids of Asia. Yeah. Although I feel like at Orchids of Asia, if you could have a crab rangoon or something after the massage, that it would have been billion-dollar business
idea.
Is that
code?
A billion-dollar business idea. Massage and Chinese buffet, same place, billion-dollar business idea.
Body work and poo-poo platter?
Yes, right. Mia will come in here, but she can't come in till Monday. Now, listen, I just retweeted a photo of the smoke of an esthetician. So I am going to throw that out there. If you will allow me to wait till Monday, then I will do it Monday. But I'm happy to do it tomorrow as well. And there are probably, I'm guessing there are a lot of smoke estheticians who listen to the program and will be willing to come tomorrow. So I'll do it tomorrow. I'm absolutely down with doing it tomorrow. Here's Andy. Hello, Andy.
Good morning, Greg. How are you, brother?
What's up, Andy?
Nothing. Hey, just on that last caller, I kind of disagree. Jordan played great in that, but the Bruins just weren't sharp. They didn't lay an egg. They came out and, the hustle was there, but they just weren't as sharp as they were. And I don't think he played that great. That goal on Tuukka, the tip-in goal, he was tracking that fine. He got tipped.
Yeah.
I don't blame Tuca at all, and I understand what LB's saying, but I bet to a man in that locker room, they're not satisfied, because we know, we saw it in the other games that they blew them out when they were sharp. They could beat this team. I thought game one, I thought after the first period, they laid the blueprint on how to beat them.
If anybody was paying attention to the playoffs, the St. Louis Blues were 5-6 at home and 10-3 on the road.
Yes.
They were road warriors.
Yes.
So I'm not surprised that they showed up and got it done.
But they weren't the better team on paper. The Bruins were the, I mean, we said throughout the playoffs.
How do you say that?
Well, because we said it throughout the playoffs.
Okay, so you're not going to give a head coach, Craig Berube, kudos, and you're not going to give the Blues kudos.
I give them absolutely.
They were last overall.
Yes.
Mid-December.
Yes.
And end up in the Stanley Cup Finals. How do you think their confidence is?
Through the roof. It's obviously their confidence was there. They came here and embarrassed us on our ice.
Right. And they won three playoff series to get to the finals as well.
Well, they did, yes.
I don't know how you pick a better team when you're talking about two teams in the finals.
The Bruins were the higher seed. Yeah. They were the highest seed left in the playoffs after round two.
Blues captain, that kid O'Reilly.
Yes.
Him and Gretzky are the only guys in NHL playoff history to score four goals in four games in the finals.
Yes.
Okay.
And we had to listen to O'Reilly last night as well, and I'm gonna make you listen to it this morning too.
Oh, I was trying so hard not to smile or show any emotion. You know, on the bench we're trying to keep it cool and keep playing and finish the game, and like, I don't know, I think just everything, you know, you dream of this for so long.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.